Everybody knows why the weather in this country is out of control. It's because we lost the ozone layer. Well, if we lost it, why don't we put it on milk cartons, try to find it? How stupid are we, the most technologically advanced culture in the history of mankind, to live without an ozone layer? Okay? We have men, we've got rockets, we've got saran wrap. Fix it! We put domes over our sports arenas. The only thing we've come up with to deal with the fact that we have no ozone layer is sunblock. And I don't trust that shit at all. Why would you? The people who told us about sunblock are the same people when I was a kid were telling me that eggs were good. So I ate a lot of eggs. 10 years later, they said they were bad. Now, what about just ate the eggs? So I stopped eating eggs, and 10 years later, they said they were good again. Well, now I ate twice as many eggs, and then they said they were bad. Now, well, now I'm really fucked. Then they said they're good, they're bad, they're good. The whites are good, the yellows, bad. Make up your mind! It's breakfast, I gotta eat. You ever read the ingredients in sunblock? I've never seen those words anywhere. You don't even know what you're putting on your face, do you? You go, oh no, the sun's out. It could be zebra cum. You don't know. You don't know. You may not like that joke, but you don't know. The thing about sunblock is you're going to go to your doctors in about 10 years. Your doctor's going to look at you and go, your chart here is out. What? Your cholesterol is out of control. What have you been doing? Well, I've been eating really well and running, and I've been doing everything right. Yeah, have you been using sunblock? Well, yeah. Well, you shouldn't trust that shit. What are you doing? You could have had all the sausage you wanted. Uh-huh. I don't use sunblock. Instead, I use a very fine American product that really works well. Crisco. Oh, it's tremendous. For $1.75, you get a tub. You can share it with everybody at the beach. And you never get burnt with Crisco, ever. Because when you start to sizzle, you move your ass. Flu season's back again. Every year, apparently, a guy gets on a boat in Formosa, forgets to wipe himself, and we get the flu. He gets off the boat. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Whatever you do, don't get a flu shot. Every year, it's scarier and scarier. Last year, my doctor scared me into one. He said, you know what people are doing? They're shitting out their mouths. I don't like to brush that much. Give me a shot. It's the worst thing you can do. A flu shot gives you a cold for 365 days. Every day you wake up, you got a cold, but you never got the flu because you always have a cold. I like a cold because I get to do my favorite drug, which is NyQuil. I love that stuff. What do the rest of you use? Robitussin? Robitussin, why do you bother? Non-narcotic sissy pansy bullshit. NyQuil's got the best thing I've ever read on a medicine package, 180 proof. It's the moonshine of medicine. You can buy it on a holiday. See, because when I got a cold, I want something that's gonna fuck me up. Because that way the blur seems interesting. There's a daytime NyQuil, there's a nighttime NyQuil. Drink either one you want, because your cold doesn't give a shit what time it is. NyQuil comes in two colors, red and green. It's the only thing on the planet that tastes like red and green. And red and green are what? Christmas colors. That's right, NyQuil makes a dandy eggnog. Oh, yeah, my friends bitched through the whole party. This tastes like shit. But at the end of it, we had a fun sleepover. For First time I did NyQuil was 1977. It came on the market, and I was there. I said, give me that. Had a little nurse's cap on it. Get rid of it. It's bullshit. If there was a nurse, I wouldn't need the medicine. So I proceeded to drink the whole thing. Well, back then, they didn't have the warning about operating farm equipment. Obviously, you're not supposed to drink it. I woke up 3 days later. I was in Rockville, Maryland, a city I'd never been in. I was standing in front of a courthouse, and I was married to a woman I'd never met. But goddammit, I could breathe again.